Worrywarts, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Keith snapped awake. Cole was leaning across him, pushing open the door of the cab. "Is this the Opalfields?" croaked Keith, squinting through the dusty windscreen.
"Yep," said Cole.
All Keith could see was dust. The only things glinting were Cole's eyes as he looked up at Keith's painting, which he stuck to the roof of the cab with muffler tape.
"She's a ripper," he said. "Blokes at the depot'll chuck their guts when they see it."
"Thanks," said Keith. He grabbed his school bag and jumped down from the cab. The heat hit him in the face like Mr. Gerlach's breath after a curry lunch.
"Don't forget," said Cole, "if the cops pick you up, leave me out of it."
"Okay," said Keith.
Cole gunned the motor and the truck started to move off.
"And give your folks a ring," he yelled.
"I'm going to,"
shouted Keith, waving. "And I am," he thought as he watched the truck disappear down the dirt road, "just as soon as I've got the opals." He looked at the ground around him. It certainly wasn't a field, more a piece of desert with tire tracks and a few wispy bits of dry grass. And no opals to be seen. They must be in the dust. He dropped to his knees, opened his school bag, and felt around in the thick orange powder. Nothing. Just dust. Then he touched something small and round and hard. He picked it up and blew the dust off it. It sparkled. Heart pounding, he rubbed it on his jeans. This one opal, he thought, could pay for the plumbing in our new house, or a month's holiday for Mum and Dad in a balloon, or a fishing boat so we can catch our own fish, or a Rolls-Royce with speed stripes, or a... The opal had stopped sparkling. Keith saw why. It had been wrapped in silver paper, which Keith had shredded with his rubbing. And it wasn't an opal at all. It was a piece of old bubble gum. Keith tossed it away. "Okay," he said to himself, "be sensible. You're not going to find opals lying here by the side of the road. Any opals here would have been picked up years ago by people driving to the shops who remembered they'd left their money at home and who needed a couple of precious stones to pay for the groceries." Keith stood up and looked around. Now the dust from the truck had settled, he could see he was in the middle of a vast, flat plain with hardly anything sprouting out of it. Anything green, that is. There were other things, brown things, most of them taller than Keith, dotted over the landscape for as far as he could see. Piles of dirt. Keith had a horrible suspicion he knew what they were.